Hi, this is the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. It is, of course, Hump Day midweek. We are pleased to have on our live line my good friend, Mr. Carl Dix. Mr. Dix, of course, is one of the founders of the Revolutionary Communist Party, and he's also a contributor to Revolution, the RCP's official newspaper, member of the Black Workers' Congress, the African Liberation Support Committee, and the Vietnam Veterans Against the War. We've talked to him about so many things, particularly about Mumia Abu-Jamal, Leonard Pelletier, and, you know, we can go on and on about what this gentleman has been doing and doing for years and doing such a great job. Carl, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Cliff, and thanks for having me on.
It's always a pleasure to have you on. The only time is we don't have you on often enough, you know. So whenever there's something said, we got to call Carl. So this is, you're going to discuss the dialogue between two folks. Tell us about this.
Yes, this Saturday, November 15th, there is going to be a very important public dialogue between Dr. Cornel West and Bob Avakian, the leader of the Revolutionary Communist Party, and their theme is going to be revolution and religion, the fight for emancipation and the role of religion. That's happening this Saturday, November 15th at 3 p.m. at the historic Riverside Church in Manhattan here in New York City, and transportation is being organized for folks to come by bus from Chicago, because this is a conversation that anybody concerned about getting free will not want to miss.
Now, this is interesting. Before, I want to make sure we get this out. Carl, how would people find out how to do that from here in Chicago?
Okay, if you want to get hooked in with this from Chicago, the phone number to call to get tickets and get hooked in with the transportation is area code 312-965-4570. That's 312-965-4570. You can also get in hooked in via email by going to bus ticks, that's BUS, or writing to BUSTIX 11.15@gmail.com. That's bus ticks, BUSTIX 11.15@gmail.com. Now, you could also go to the website www.revcom.us. That's revcom.us.
Dot us. Okay. Now, this is going to be, I presume it'll be taped and so forth, but it won't be. Will it be aired live, Carl, or not?
It's not going to be aired live.
Okay, but
we are working to preserve it and make it available.
Yeah.
But this is the kind of thing where I know I want to be in the house.
Sure.
To see
no, absolutely.
I'm
just thinking of those.
Who,
yeah, that would be the best thing.
Yeah, because
some won't be able to. Yeah, that's all I'm asking. Right.
Yeah. I know both of these brothers. I've had deep conversations with them. Bob Avakian is the architect of a whole new framework for the emancipation of humanity. And it's that framework that has been the inspiration and guidance for the work that I've been doing around police brutality, around mass incarceration, and around imperialist wars. And I really want people to be able to experience him, see him and hear him live and in person. And with Cornell, I mean, I've had six public dialogues with this brother, including one in Chicago at the University of Chicago a couple years back. And I've also shared a few jail cells with Brother Cornell. And just let me tell you, both of these brothers are driven by a passion for lifting the yoke of oppression from, to borrow a Cornell term, the least of these, and a passion for emancipating all of humanity. And based upon that, people are going to hear a conversation where there will be a surprising amount of overlap between the two speakers in spite of their different political and ideological perspectives. And they're going to go deeply into that overlap, but they're also going to explore areas where they disagree. And when you get a revolutionary communist and a revolutionary Christian together, there's going to be areas of disagreement, but they're going to explore that in a way that I think people will find refreshing, because it will be based upon mutual respect and intellectual integrity. And people will learn a lot from this, but also they'll be challenged to explore what kind of world we want to live in and what kind of people we need to be to bring that world about. So I think that this is a conversation I'm eagerly anticipating.
You know, you answered my question, one of my questions already, Carl, because I was going to say, my knowing what they both stand for, notwithstanding this religious difference, I would think there'd be a lot of overlap.
Yes, there will.
Yeah, exactly, because, you know, they both stand for things for people that are being mistreated in the underclass, and they both are fighting for that. So I'd see a lot of the same thing. It's going to be very interesting, without a doubt. We'll be back in just a moment. We are pleased to have Carl Dix on. Of course, he is the co-founder of the Revolutionary Communist Party, talking about the event that's going to be coming up with Cornel West and Bob Avakian, and which is going to be extremely interesting. And you can get there. He just told you, gave you the information on how to do that. The meeting's going to be, of course, in New York City. If you have a question for our guest, please use the phone, 591-1690. He'll be happy to answer it. We are going back and talk to this wonderful gentleman. We're always pleased to talk with, of course, Mr. Carl Dix, the founder of the Revolutionary Communist Party. And we were talking about this event, Carl, that is just, it's going to be so interesting to have these two gentlemen, because as you point out, revolutionary communist talking with a revolutionary Christian, you know, but there is overlap there without a doubt. And it's going to be just great when you have, you know, with Cornel West and Bob Avakian. What do you think is going to happen here?
Like I said, I think that people are going to be surprised by the degree of overlap and how deeply the two speakers get into that, but they will also find it refreshing how they get into and explore their differences, because religion is going to be a topic of discussion. I mean, you have a Christian and a communist, you can't not get into that. But that is an important topic for people to be discussing right now, because religion has played a very important role for good and for bad in the history of the world, including in this country, because we are talking about a country where they justified the enslavement of African people by citing biblical scripture, and also a country where they justified, and in fact, large sections of it continue to justify restricting the role of women on the basis of biblical scripture. Mm-hmm. And you made a mention of the midterm elections. Some of these guys who are going to be in very serious and significant positions of power are people who will cite you biblical reasons why they don't have to worry about what's happening with the environment of the planet. You know, so a lot is at stake at getting into these questions, and these two speakers will be able to do that, including, you know, Cornel gets into the question of religion and calls to task some of his, and he uses this term, so-called Christian brothers and sisters who use their Christianity as a club to beat people down,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
as opposed to the way that Cornel goes at it. But then there's going to be discussion about, does religion ultimately stand in the way of the ultimate emancipation of humanity? So this is going to be gone at in a deep way, but again, with mutual respect. And it's going to be a very important conversation. And, you know, I've also been paying a lot of attention to what's going on in Ferguson and this sure. grand jury decision that's going to come down, because I watched the governor of Missouri's press conference the other day, and he talked about violence will not be tolerated without any mention of the violence of that cop who right. murdered Michael mm-hmm. Brown, mm-hmm. or of the violence of the police who were going around shooting rubber bullets at protesters, firing tear gas canisters at them, sticking yeah. semi-automatic rifles in people's faces. Yeah. So they're essentially saying that violence is okay, well, and we're going to bring out more violence to keep
the violence,
from
right.
protesting.
Right. The ACLU is going to be there just to make sure that the protesters' rights are, you know, taken care of. Carl Dix, thank you so much, as always. We'll be talking to you after this because I'm sure it's going to be a lot to discuss. We really appreciate you. Say hello to everybody, all right?
Yes, and let me give the phone number again.
Sure,
if you want to get hooked in with the transportation from mm-hmm, Chicago, mm-hmm. that's area code 312-965-4570. Mm-hmm. And you can go to the website www.revcom.us. That's revcom.us. If you can at all possibly get to New York Saturday, November 15th for this conversation, be there.
Thank you
It'll
so
be
much.
Well worth your time.
We'll be talking. Thank you.
Thank you, Cliff.
Appreciate it.